Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World Class Rock.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. More Tea Party passes to give away. That'll get you into our afternoon, our Sound City, right here at 166 Osborne. We've got those coming up as well. November passes for the big gala, the Moshul.
Right.
On Friday night. Give those along a little bit later on this morning. That and a few local things, including one of the most iconic watering holes in the city. Play more about that a little bit later on. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rita. We start now.
92 City FM News.
News is for HeadingleySport.com's Early Bird Black Friday sales event on now until Saturday. Save up to 65% on select Polaris and FXR sportswear, 5160 Portage Avenue. Manitoba Public Insurance was slammed yesterday with claims after the freezing rainstorm that hit on the weekend. Yesterday was the agency's busiest day in a month with more than 1,000 collision claims coming in. The roads were so slick an SUV lost control on Main Street and slammed through the front door of the Times Change High and Lonesome Blues Club. Bad news for everyone who was trapped in their back lanes with those massive windrows last winter. The city's public works department won't be removing the piles of snow and ice because it's going to cost too much. The department was asked to re-examine their back lane snow removal policy by city councilors earlier this year after thousands of complaints from last winter. But they say clearing those piles of snow made by the plows using snow blowers and semis to haul the snow away would cost about $6,500 per kilometer compared to the current cost of $250 per kilometer.
That sucks. I wish I didn't vote for Bowman. What a terrible decision. God, he's ruining this city.
And Wheeler, if you're still looking for a sweater for your ugly Christmas sweater party, fret not. Dave Grohl will help you. The Foo Fighters are offering a holiday sweater in red or green with what looks like a cross-stitch design of an angry gingerbread man surrounded by reindeer skulls and the band's name across the top of it. It sells for $30 on the Foo Fighters website.
Yeah, I heard about this. I heard that there was something about doing a Christmas jumper too and some pajamas maybe.
So, of course, you know, they are.
Lots of things to spend money on.
A lot of organizations are getting on board with the ugly sweater. You can get the New York Yankees were doing it with websites. Jeter on the back.
Here's the thing, though. My wife and I are throwing our sixth annual ugly Christmas sweater party. We had the conversation actually just recently saying this will be the last year for the ugly Christmas sweater theme because now it's just like it's becoming cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like the whole idea of wearing an ugly sweater was to be like, it's an ugly sweater. But now they're trendy and everyone's doing it. And then
So you have to buck the trend?
Exactly.
You have to be different or it's not fun anymore?
Well, exactly. Listen, when Major League Baseball and bands are putting out their versions of ugly sweaters...
So you guys did it first.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, it was hard to find a sweater. You had to go to a Value Village or to a discount store to find an ugly sweater, but now it's just like, I'll just order it off the website and I'll put this on. I'll go to
Everybody shows up, eats hors d'oeuvres, and gets drunk. You're thinking about it too much.
Yeah.
No more ugly sweaters.
And now...
What's trending?
All right, so get this. You know how when there was a big switch in television from the analog signals over to the digital signals, and there was, even in the U.S. and Canada, FCC and CRTC were battling back and forth, and what are you going to do with these unused frequencies? And now, in the States at least, the FCC is starting to dump a bunch of them off to the highest bidder for cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for cell phone companies.
Yeah.
What scientists are urging is they're saying, hey, no, take those and use the broadband and put out like a super Wi-Fi free. Everybody in the U.S. because you're able to reach so many households.
So that would affect people who charge for it, like hotels in downtown Toronto that charge $15 a day for it.
Well, what they're saying is it would be a super Wi-Fi. And, you know, because normally when you have a Wi-Fi, you've got a radius of, you know, like about your property of your house, right?
Yep.
And it does, like, maybe the couple houses down. Where this is, they could say it could be kilometers of free Wi-Fi, fast streaming Wi-Fi. They said this boosts the economy because it gets people using their phones.
But wouldn't the big companies who make big money off charging for Wi-Fi be like, whoa, hold up a minute, that'll affect our profits and try to...
Maybe, but none of them have snapped back yet, but basically it's scientists saying, hey, this is a good idea, this is what you should do instead of dumping them all off to cell phone companies.
I like those scientists. They're not as worried about big companies making money.
Exactly.
They've just got solutions. Johnny Manziel, part of the problem when you're really tough and worried about making straight cash and you're a little bit hard like Manziel.
You forgot homie,
straight cash homie. There is you run into situations where you just got to beat dudes down and it gets you into trouble. Like when he was at a party a few days ago, I guess on the weekend.
It was after the game. He was out until like 2:30 in the morning.
That's right. And a super fan comes up to him and he's like, I love you, man.
Straight cash homie.
Tried to give him a hug. Yeah, he's doing the Johnny Manziel cash thing. He tried to give him a hug. Well, Manziel's entourage wasn't having no hugs. bang, drop the dude. Aww. Big brawl ensues, and now there's an investigation into Manziel's entourage being accused of assaulting a super fan. Don't mess with Manziel.
And don't go after your heroes.
That's it, yeah.
Don't ask for hugs.
How about that, eh? Can I get a picture? I love you. Bang! You get dropped.
How was that? How's that for a shot?
You got too close to Johnny Football.
And this is trending this morning. Michael Brown, hashtag Michael Brown. He is the 18-year-old black kid that got shot by a police officer in August. He was unarmed, and there was all those riots back in August. Well, the officer went to court, and they have decided not to charge him. So yesterday was very chaotic down in Ferguson, Missouri. Lots of riots. Things were getting out of control. And the parents, actually, of Michael Brown have released a statement to the public. They said they are profoundly disappointed that the killer of our child will not face the consequences of his actions. While we understand that a lot of you share our pain, we ask that you channel your frustrations in ways that will make a positive change. They would like to fix the system. They have a campaign going now to ensure every police officer working the streets wears a body camera. And they respectfully ask that you protest peacefully. Of how many, how crazy things were getting down there. There was a bunch of businesses that were burned down to the ground. Everybody who was rioting had a gun, so firefighters couldn't get in to put out the fires. So it was pretty chaotic yesterday.
It was crazy. Yeah. That's what's trending
now. 92 City FM News.
The province is offering a little help to those still paying off student loans. Manitoba is the first province in Western Canada to eliminate interest on all Manitoba student loans. So about 27,000 people are expected to benefit from this. No word on when it would start. More details should come out with the provincial budget in the spring. But also announced yesterday, students who own a vehicle will now be eligible for a loan. The province hopes that this will allow more rural and northern students to take post-secondary education. It was pure chaos in Ferguson, Missouri last night. Gunshots kept firefighters at bay, and at least a dozen businesses went up in flames. The mayhem erupted after a grand jury's decision to not to charge a white police officer in the August shooting death of an unarmed black 18-year-old Michael Brown. Protesters smashed police car windows while officers threw tear gas from inside armored vehicles. Police say officers didn't fire a single shot yesterday, though.
Wheels, remember the show Fame? Rena, I don't think it's probably... Forever. I never watched a second of that show, but that song is stuck in my head because
sure,
I don't know.
It's been parodied a million times. Like
Fame,
anything from.
I'm gonna live forever. What is it? A show about a dance academy or something?
I think it started off as a movie, did it not?
Maybe.
And then it got spun into a television program.
There's a gay bar in town named Fame.
That's right.
Good
on which one? The Fort or Gary? One of those.
I don't know. Downtown somewhere.
Yeah, I frequent it.
Anyway, we're all hoping Mother Nature would be nicer to us this winter, but the Weather Network says that's unlikely. They released the winter outlook for Canada, and they're calling for conditions very similar to last winter, unfortunately. They're forecasting colder than average temperatures from eastern Saskatchewan through to New Brunswick. BC and the territories can expect warmer than normal conditions for the next couple months.
Well, where's the snow? I thought we were going
to
get...
I was just saying to Phil off the air, I'm trying to build a hockey rink in my backyard. I need snow. I need snow. Sorry, snowmobilers need snow.
Yeah.
You know? Skiers need snow.
Skiers. And we're into that time of year. Now it's cold now. We might as well have the snow. And it's, you know me. Mm-hmm. It's anywhere near Christmas. I've got to have it.
Well, it doesn't look like we've got snow anytime in the close range forecast.
Fix it, Rena.
Do a snow dance out front of the
snow
building.
Dance. What does that even look like?
Well, like a rain dance with, I don't know, snowshoes
with
on.
With a toque on.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go to sports now. Stephen Weiss scored 2 goals. The Detroit Red Wings beat the Ottawa Senators 4-3. Evgeny Malkin had his 2nd goal of the game in overtime, giving Pittsburgh a 3-2 win over Boston. Jaroslav Halak made 21 saves. The Islanders beat Philadelphia 1-0 in a shootout. It was Minnesota over Florida 4-1. The Jets back in action tonight. They look to break a 2-game slide as they start a 3-game trip in Columbus. The Blue Jackets, a major disappointment so far this season. They are tied for dead last in the NHL, 2-6-2 in their last 10 games. This is a playoff team from last season. The hockey world is mourning Pat Quinn. The former NHL player, coach, and executive died at the age of 71. Quinn played parts of 9 seasons in the NHL and went on to enjoy a long coaching career. Monday Night Football doubleheader. Kyle Orton threw 2 touchdowns as Buffalo hammered the Jets 38-3. When you get spanked like that, I mean, with all due respect to the Bills, they don't beat a lot of teams 38-3.
Yeah, but the Jets
what is Rex Ryan still doing with a job? I would say this is it for Mr. Ryan at the end of this season. Him and his brother's probably going to be out of work, too, because that Saints defense looked like crap. Mm-hmm. They got beat by the Saints did, by Baltimore. Final score, 34-27. Justin Forsett, 182 yards and two touchdowns. The Toronto Raptors, how about them Raptors? Jonas Valanciunas scored a career-high 27 points. The Raps, 104-100 winners over Phoenix. So Toronto has now won five straight. They are tied for the best record in the NBA with Memphis at 12-2. More sports anytime at sportsnet.ca.
92 City FM, world-class rock. It's GNR, Sweet Child of Mine movie. Still looking forward to seeing who's going to play Axel, aside from Axel and Slash and Duff.
Well, we got a whole bunch of good... the other day, we put that up at the Facebook page. We got some good suggestions. Kate Blanchett for Axel.
That's right.
But I was thinking Leonardo DiCaprio would pull off a decent Axel, but he's too A-list for a role like that.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I don't see it being that high budget.
Too recognizable.
Like, what's Leo making a flick now? $25
million? Yeah, I have no idea.
What about Tilda Swinton for Axel?
No. She was great, and we need to talk about Kevin.
She was great in Constantine. She's been great in almost everything she does.
Underrated actress.
Yeah, I think she's... Oh, she's won awards.
Has she won awards? I was just going to say, I bet you she'll win an Oscar someday.
Well, she's been nominated, I think. Never won an Oscar, but she's won, like, Hollywood awards on some of the secondary prizes.
A great name, too. Tilda.
Tilda Swinton.
Suits her.
6:38, Wheeler in the morning, Philly. And Rena, good morning.
Minus 10 is the high for today. We're minus 13.
The morning wood will be out in about 20 minutes, as it always is. All the usual suspects in there, your sports, your news, your crush of the day. And a great video today that we were talking about on the show yesterday. Jimmy Fallon doing the jog strap.
Very funny.
Like a parody commercial. It's funny. Give it a watch.
So I'm heading home after the show yesterday, shortly after 10 o'clock, and I'm driving up Main Street. There's a lot of emergency vehicles, which is not strange to see downtown, but they had some area roped off right at St. Mary and Main. And I hate rubbernecking, but I was like, oh, no, I hope something didn't happen to the times changed. Sure enough, as I passed by, I looked over real quick, and a vehicle rammed right, like if you're coming southbound on Main Street and you go to make a right-hand turn onto St. Mary, which is that one way all the way through downtown, yep. Like especially with that ice, if you're clipping along, you could potentially slide right into that corner, and somebody did. It was an SUV, looks like an Explorer of some kind. But yeah, right through the front doors of Times
so
Changed.
I mean, how does that happen? You start sliding, I guess?
Well, remember we had that the freezing rain that happened over the weekend, and then it froze overnight. We were warning people yesterday to take it easy on the roads. Around 9:15 yesterday morning, boom, right through the front doors.
Yeah, just an accident due to ice.
Yeah. But you know what? Poor John, who owns the High and Lonesome Club, has been there. The guy's just had a string of bad luck. But a couple comments he had yesterday. This is courtesy of the corp. They had their people down there yesterday interviewing. Check this out. This is actually kind of funny.
People do come around here pretty quick, and we've had a couple of close calls in the past. This lucky that you didn't hit any harder, because you know you could have this whole building could come down with a hit like that.
when you're worried about
don't admit that. Yeah. Sounds like a safety concern.
Yeah, maybe the building needs to be condemned if that's the case.
Yeah.
So is it done then? His business? Because I mean,
I
had to total his business. It's got to be.
Well, I mean, it's just the front entrance. So I mean, like it's
rebuildable.
Unless that has caused some concerns,
structural damage,
and then
city engineers will probably have a look.
Yeah.
I think you'll definitely lose some money, because I mean, I'm not walking through those front doors until they get it fixed. That's for goddamn.
Yeah.
But I'm sure insurance will cover that.
In that area, Wheeler, you and I saw a woman get hit by a car once. Right there, but
the... Oh, with the stroller, right?
Yeah.
It was a lady with a stroller.
No, it was a lady walking with her daughter, and it was right at it was at York. It was at York in Maine. We were coming off. I think we were heading towards Earls or whatever. We were making a left-hand turn.
Decent chance we were going to Earls.
Of course,
yeah.
You're going to Earls.
Somebody was, this woman and her daughter were walking across Main Street, and this lady was going to take a right-hand turn and just I don't want to say sideswiped them, but like literally like scraped their nose.
Yeah.
And the little girl knocked over. They were scared more than anything. Nobody was hurt. Yeah. But Philly and I jumped out of the vehicle right away. And like, I'm trying to direct traffic. And I'm like, stop. No. The little girl got hit. And Philly's over there as the girl. Okay. Just scared more than anything.
And the woman who hit them was trying to make excuses and blame it on the couple. And that's when I kind of jumped in and said, no, you were in the wrong, lady. And then she buzzed right off.
Yeah.
And I went chasing after her down the street, arena, running as fast as I can.
And then I jumped in the vehicle.
And
I jumped on the back of a car, and I was yelling at her.
Luckily, what happened is that we had one of those cop sirens, and so threw those on the top, and then I blasted the music really loud, Hawaii 5-0 music, and Philly and I were on.
And it started going in slow motion as we ran down the street. No!
Wow, Al Bowman should give you guys like one of those Jobs. Medals or something.
Yeah, yes. We're still waiting for that one in the mail.
Crime fighters.
Right. 6:42 now. Okay, so Phil, you and I, well, Rena, you and I, you know that Phil and I are both big fans of spicy food, hot food, like Tabasco sauce, Frank's Red Hot, Sriracha is one of my favorites. I actually just purchased a plant. I grew my own ghost peppers at home, grinded them all up, made my own like really hot as balls chili powder, really hot chili. We love it. It's good stuff. I go and get my mother-in-law last year got me sriracha, a pallet of sriracha sauce, like the rooster sauce
for
Christmas. Yeah. And I'm down to my last bottle. It actually worked out really well. It was like a year's supply worth of sriracha.
Rooster sauce.
Yeah. But you were saying yesterday, Phil, that you couldn't find it.
Well, I was in Sobeys the other day and I saw
a lot of knockoff sriracha.
Well, I don't know. I guess it is knockoff Frank's hot sauce sriracha.
What?
Is that allowed?
I'll tell you, let me finish the story. I couldn't, then I grabbed it. I'm like, because I'm partial to anything Frank's. I've tried their whole line. Their barbecue sauce is great. I love it. So I automatically threw the Frank's sriracha in my basket. And then I started looking around for the rooster sauce, the originators, as far as I know, of sriracha. And I couldn't see it on the shelf. Now, maybe I'm not the great, my wife will attest to this. I'm not very good at grocery shopping. I call her 3 times while I'm at the grocery store. So it could be that I just didn't see it.
FaceTime is great now because you can just turn on your phone and be like, just walk down the aisle. Is it this one? Is it this one?
That's right.
Is it this one?
But remember there was that story about there was problems with the
plant was supposed to be shut down because the town that it was close to was having side effects from all the peppers being cut. They were all sick.
They needed better filters on their stacks because it was causing dry eyes, red eyes, burning
with
eyes.
The publicity that they got from
respiratory
that,
problems.
The sales went through the roof.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Oh, so, big time. Like, well, there's all of a sudden the story just went away.
Well, remember when they were calling for a shortage? They were calling for a shortage.
That's what I'm wondering.
I just thought it was a rumor the factory started just to get some huge publicity because it worked.
Oh. Hey, is the rooster sauce still on shelves? I just didn't see it.
It is. I love the stuff. Okay. And I bought that Frank's. It's garbage. So gross.
I liked it.
If you want the rooster one, you got to go to like the Chinese aisle or whatever where they have all the ethnic stuff.
Ah, so it wasn't with the barbecue sauce.
You know where my mother-in-law bought the pallet? It was that Giant Tiger. Just bought a pallet of it.
I was going to say, Giant Tiger, it's cheap. I think at the dollar store, too, you can buy it.
The Frank stuff,
at the dollar store?
Mm-hmm.
What? It's crazy talk.
The smaller bottles, though.
I think you were wondering how I like the Frank stuff. I think it's excellent. I'm putting it on everything.
Was it the red, though, or was it more like an orange? Because remember when Subway came out with the sriracha chicken or whatever it was? To me, it was sriracha sauce, but it wasn't, I don't know, like that. I'm just because I'm maybe favoring the rooster sauce. I don't even know what the real name of it is.
Yeah.
Chow's or Hung's Food?
And there's some of the knockoff ones are so similar to the bottle of the original stuff.
Mm-hmm,
I've made the mistake and bought the wrong one and never heard the end about it because I got the wrong one and it looks so close.
Well,
but apparently the taste is
for if anything, the Frank's, I find the rooster sauce a little pasty, whereas the Frank's, I like the consistency.
A little more creamy.
Yeah, a little creamier. Like I dumped it on my stir fry last night. It was excellent. Hi, City.
Yeah, my roommate puts it on everything. I'm bringing him a cake tonight just to see if he's going to put on that.
It's addictive.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Costco has it.
Costco, you can buy it by the pallet.
I'm sure Sobeys had
Costco
it somewhere.
Is the knockoff stuff, or not knockoff, but just a different brand of sriracha.
By the way, if you're a fan of pierogies, Phil, and I know you are, and you know you get sour cream with your pierogies, mix in some sriracha with your sour cream. It is unbelievable.
I've done that with normal.
So good.
I've done that with normal Frank's. Mix it with the sour cream.
Oh,
hi there.
Hi. If you like spicy foods, go to JC Taco. I think it's called at the corner of Hesper and Henderson. And they have bottles of hot sauce there that we buy for my nephew all the time. And man, is it hot.
Does it come with toilet paper?
Well, some of it's called, like, Osama bin Bobbin or something.
creative. We'll have to try that out.
JC Tacos on the corner of Hesper and Henderson, for those that were wondering. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
I made tacos the other day, and I was out of sriracha, and the girlfriend bought the Frank's sriracha, and that stuff is terrible.
What the hell's the matter with me, then? Two guys are hosting, it's bad.
Regular sriracha, amazing. Frank's, amazing. But you mix them together,
Okay, well, Wheels, you're you're a connoisseur of the hot sauce. You give it a whirl, because I don't think it's terrible. Come on, it's not terrible.
One last call here, and then we'll wrap this up here. Good morning, City. Go ahead.
If you're going to get sriracha, make sure you get the green cap. The blue cap is the mild version.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I got to go green cap, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. They also have a different one. It's like, you know the chili powder that you get when you go to like a pizza joint that you can sprinkle over top?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? It's like sriracha, but with that inside, and it's almost like, it's like it's got a red cap or something. It's different. It's like sriracha chili sauce.
See, I don't want to completely burn my face so that I can't even eat it. It's got to be hot, but still edible, you know?
All right, well, you know what? If you have tried one of these, feel free to send us an email or jump online with social media. Go to the website, 92cityfm.ca. Okay, I want to get right into this. There's a blogger, Rena, out of Calgary. His name is Doug Furby. He lived in Winnipeg once upon a time. He was a Cub reporter back in the 70s with the Winnipeg Tribune. And he said, the what? Exactly. It's extinct now. That's how long ago this asshole lived in town. And now he's in Calgary throwing stones at our fine city. And it pisses me off, too, because... listen, we can take shots here. We do. We take shots at our own city. We go, this is driving us. Oh, the traffic and all the overpasses, that kind
Everybody
of stuff.
Everybody does it.
And it's fine. You get away with it when you live here.
So we can.
Right. But when you're an outsider, when you're somebody living thousands of miles away, and you're like, oh, that place, blah, blah, it's like, No. You don't sit there and throw stones. We didn't come to your city and start trashing your city, yeah. Although we could
right.
for numerous reasons. But I'm just going to read a few excerpts from this blog that Doug Furby wrote. And these are his words, not mine. Let me paint a picture of a city that was once known as a robust manufacturing center, now many years into decline. As its economy swooned, many who lived in the city's center fled to the suburbs, creating a hollow-out effect. Crime is up in the core. People don't walk downtown streets at night. Racial tensions are growing. It would be reasonable to assume I'm talking about Detroit, a city that has become the poster child of U.S. urban decay. But I'm not. I'm talking about a Canadian city, one that I know and love, Winnipeg. It's like, did we just get compared to Detroit?
Yeah.
Do we have major vehicle manufacturing that went belly up because they are creating bad vehicles? No. No, we don't have those problems here. We never had vehicles being manufactured here. Number two, we didn't have thousands upon tens of thousands of houses being foreclosed because of a really bad mortgage situation set up by the government.
Yeah.
We don't have that here, so don't start comparing us to Detroit, which is basically a ghost town now.
Well, anybody who's spent extensive time here in Winnipeg, all you have to do is walk around downtown to see that it's better than it was 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
Look at all the bars and pubs popping up. You got MTS Center buzzing 41 nights a year. Mm-hmm. I get it. We still have problems. You know, there are some things we'd like to improve in the city. There are some racial tensions. There's some areas you want to avoid, and we do downtown.
Yeah,
but so does every city have that.
Name me one major city that doesn't have a problem like that, Rena.
Construction.
Honestly, I've been here for like 5 years now. When I first moved here, downtown was really sketch, and I really avoided going down there, especially at night, especially if I was alone. But I'm gonna say it, ever since the Jets came back, it's really been so much nicer downtown, and there's way more people, and it feels a lot better. So thank you, Jets.
Well, he mentions
really
that. He says,
helped.
Politicians and bureaucrats recognize the growing problem, but chose to treat it with Band-Aids. It is striking to note that Detroit thought a new waterfront arena would help turn the city around. Winnipeg tried the same thing and is seeing the same results. Tourists venture downtown to watch the game and then head back to the burbs. That's a lie. This guy has no idea.
First of all,
our arena is not on the waterfront.
No.
We are creating a different waterfront. So your facts are wrong.
With condos there, and what would you like? To not do anything with the beautiful waterfront area? Just leave it to be garbage?
Yeah, and everyone's heading back down to the burbs. That's why bars and restaurants downtown do amazing on game nights, because people go home right after. No. They stick around, they party, they go to restaurants, they go for pregame meals. There are businesses that survive downtown solely on the fact that there's events going on at MTS Center.
Right, well, so, and the convention center, look at the expansion that's being done to that.
It must be horrible down there if the convention center is doubling in size.
That's right.
It's got to be horrible.
Take a drive to look what's happening on Peguis. Look at all the construction all over this city. It's crazy.
Human Rights Museum, regardless of what you think of it, is that not a striking view when you're driving through downtown? What they're doing with Fort Garry, isn't that a beautiful little area? Isn't that going to be a nice little centerpiece of our city when it's finished?
He's got so many facts wrong that it sounds like he was really just trying to write an article to create buzz for himself, to get people clicking on his blog, to get on to, you know,
get
to
radio
get
guys
on with
mad.
The mayor, to get people worked up, to have people write counter articles on his article, and it worked great because everyone's
but
pissed
get
about
some
it.
Facts.
Some stupid
Talk to
guy
people.
From Calgary. Like at the end of the day, who gives a crap?
This guy still thinks it's the 1970s. Says he goes. Statistics show that between 1971 and 1996, the population on average grew by just 0.06%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's growing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, sorry, it's not 1971 anymore.
Everywhere I drive in this city, there's housing developments going up. It's booming. Maybe booming is the wrong term, but I feel like it's doing well.
It's not cheap to buy a house here anymore.
Mm-hmm. No, it used to be.
But you know what?
Dirt cheap to live here.
Still a lot better than Calgary.
Yeah.
Still a lot better than Calgary.
Oh, well, yeah, but the average...
You can't afford anything there.
Well, yeah, but the average person that lives in Calgary, they just have a higher salary. So that's...
Anyway, Doug Furby, you're not welcome anymore. Just stay out. Bypass this.
Bye. 24 News Weather Sports is next. City traffic. Should we even bother linking this blog?
No. Too many facts are too wrong.
Good.
Traffic is for Prairie 360. This Christmas, treat your staff and your loved ones to a party above it all at the Revolving Restaurant. Visit prairie360.ca. No issues in traffic so far this morning. It's a great drive for you to work. If you have any tips, you spot something, let us know at 780 City, or you can send me an email, Rena, R-E-N-A, at 92cityfm.ca.
One more here, Rena. He's talking about, okay, this is completely wrong, okay? The first time I heard Winnipeg compared to Detroit was a few weeks ago, and it shocked me. The comment came from a business associate who makes frequent trips to the city and was complaining about how gangs have virtually taken over the core.
Oh my God, we're living in a gangland, Rita. What is this, the movie Warriors, where you drive downtown and it's just gangs hanging out and all over the place?
And keep in mind, this is from a guy who says that he used to live here. He was a Cub reporter here, okay?
Right.
He says, it reminds me of a visit I made last summer and how I chose to walk from the Grain Exchange District. It's called the Forks, you idiot. To the Fort Garry Hotel at dusk. Years earlier, I had walked those streets fearlessly after dark, but the taunts and threats this time made me feel like I was lucky to get back to the hotel.
Don't give him a platform.
There's just gangs on park benches. Doug, come out and play.
I saw a story yesterday about the video seller. I drive past it every day on my way home up Main Street, right? It's a staple. It's been there for a long time.
I love the old video shops because they're, you know, you feel like maybe they're a dying breed.
Yeah.
There's one by my place, too, the Video King. I've been meaning to go into it because they also sell previously viewed movies. No, I don't know. Is Union Video still in business? That used to be my joint, but no. No, Video King sells previously viewed movies, which I kind of like because they're typically dirt cheap, and what the hell?
Well, video seller is more of like it's kind of like a general store, really. I mean, sure, you can get some videos in there, but you know you're also getting your tobacco. There's some porn there. There's some knickknacks, and kind of like a convenience store.
Yeah.
So over the weekend, Rena, it doesn't get robbed once. It gets robbed twice in the same
24
day.
Hours.
In the same 24 hour period.
Some bandits looking for knickknacks.
Give me all your
knickknacks in his bag. Reach for the sky and give me the knickknacks.
I need more Dash figurines.
Call them the knickknack bandits.
And give me that copy of that Burt Reynolds movie.
I've previously viewed.
But it's $2. It's $2. You're robbing me for Smokey and the Bandit.
Take the porn.
How bad a luck do you have to have? If you say you're the owner and you get robbed the first day, you're like, oh God, that was stressful, that was traumatic, and you're trying to clean up everything, and then you call the insurance, you're trying to get that dealt with, and then a certain amount of hours later, somebody walks in, give me all the money. What do you say at that point? Do you say, actually, no money. You missed it.
Listen, Dick,
Go talk to the guy that looks a lot like you in the balaclava. Maybe you can split it.
No, we talked about this off-air, Wheels, and I think it would have been the same crew doing it twice.
But what the Because the chances... You're not going to go back and get more money.
No, but they had to know they wanted something else. Because the chances...
The story didn't say if the police thought it was the same crew.
I haven't read the article. But the chances of being robbed by two different people on the same evening?
Well, within the same 24-hour period.
Same 24 hours is like the better chance of getting struck by lightning. It just doesn't happen. It had to be the same crew.
If you're the store owner, you got to be thinking, am I getting punked? Like, where is the camera? There's no way this is going to be happening twice in one day. Either that, or you've just got maybe a really clumsy criminal who got... super wasted after he robbed the first time and thought, have I robbed this place yet? I could use some more money. I can't remember if I robbed this place. Let me huff some more gas before I get in there.
It almost sounds like a little bit of personal beef if you're going to hit the same place twice. The shop owner might know the guy. It's probably a guy who didn't have enough money and he was like, get out before. And he's like, I'm going to show him.
Yeah, the store owner's like, Doug, get out of here. You got everything last time.
You're wearing your hockey jacket with the name on the side. I know it's you. Get out.
Doug, right wing. I know you. You used to work here.
And action. The Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers. Trade in and trade up. That's right. They accept trades. Straight up and on consignment. Details at EnnsBrothers.com. The fun starts here.
Oh, it's like every day we get to hear something new about Bill Cosby.
Oh, boy.
in the news again. This time, a guy named Frank Scotti, who is a 90-year-old ex-NBC employee, is the latest
to go
public.
He's claiming rape, too?
No. He's the latest to go public with stories about Bill Cosby's past. He worked as the facilities manager for the NBC studios where the Cosby show was filmed. And he is the guy who was in charge of... basically, Cosby had him making payments to 8 different women during different time periods during the Cosby Show from 1984 to 1992. He said some of these women, he would have to pay them as much as $2,000 at a time. He said that he also, he said he realized it was a massive cover-up. He said one woman named Shauna Thompson reportedly received over $100,000 after their alleged affair started in 1974, and Bill Cosby fathered her daughter, and Cosby's denying it, and she says, no, this is your kid, and I got proof of him been paying $100,000 over how many years. Why would you be giving me that money otherwise if you didn't know it was your daughter? And he's been doing that with several other women. He supposedly has a son with some woman, and he paid for this boy's college tuition. And he's going, oh, I just helped him out. He's going, well, you know, it's obviously your son, man. So he's still not really talking and not and denying things, and there's just, I think, 8 women total now who've come forward claiming Bill Cosby has touched them or raped them.
Not looking good for Bill.
No.
And actually, from what the latest I've read, too, is that because it's going to be so hard to get charges filed, this woman is trying to corral all these women together for a class action lawsuit. Because if you can't get someone in jail, what's the best way to get them otherwise? Right, hit them financially.
The Expendables 3 was one of the year's biggest bombs, and it was famously leaked about a month before its release, and the violence was watered down to get that PG-13 rating. Well, that isn't stopping Sylvester Stallone from a 4th one. He says that
this one will be not even straight to DVD, straight to VHS.
And he says that if this 4th one does happen, he's trying to push it through. He promises it's going to be rated R, because he says that it was a big mistake to water down the violence and make it PG-13, so it hit a bigger audience, so they'd make more money, but that ended up not working out. Less people went to see it. So he said that they're going to try and do number 4, and they are going to make it a lot more gory and more violent for his original fans, I guess.
I have an idea for him. Who's the guy, Wheels, you'll know this, who does the Machete movies?
Robert Rodriguez, yes.
Okay, enlist him to do it. Because then he won't take, because Stallone's doing these movies, right? He's producing them and all that. Well, I think it would be, if they sort of, because with that cast, if they did it a little better, it could be.
They need a better vision. Sort
yeah.
Of. It's like it Stallone's kind of old school, maybe.
That they need a time machine.
Yeah.
Time machine would be
handy. So they all don't look so old.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe that's an idea.
The list of the highest paid celebrities under 30 is out, and Justin Bieber has topped the list, making a new record. $80 million this past year from his world tour, his endorsements, and all that sort of stuff. That's according to Forbes. Change.
Billy made that before he was 40. No one's, you know.
Yeah, straight cash, homie.
Yeah, you're not getting held for that.
The boy band One Direction came in at number 2, making $75 million. Taylor Swift, 3rd place, with $64 million. Bruno Mars and Rihanna round out the top 5.
Yeah. By the way, last night, really quick, I was watching Jeopardy. The final question was, they were written as like this social phenomenon and the most recognized UK band since the Beatles. I'm sitting there trying to rack my brain. I'm like, Oasis? And I got myself in one of those gender things when it was revealed that it was the Spice Girls.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, the category was...
You automatically thought men.
Well, of course I did.
Because we invented the wheel.
Well, because you compare them to the Beatles.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, the list of least influential people of 2014 by GQ Magazine has been released. Any guesses?
Least influential people?
Yeah.
Andy Dick. No?
Sarah Palin.
I assume it's like people still somewhat in the public eye, still in the media, but like who try and just fail miserably. There's 2 tied for the number 1 spot. They are Bono and Robin Thicke.
Okay.
That's right. They said that
that's gonna hurt Bono's
this batch
ego.
Of people took up vast clouds of oxygen, gave us back nothing of use, and probably helped accelerate the death of our planet. So basically they're saying, as far as Bono goes, this was a $100 million marketing campaign to turn U2's socially conscious dad rock into a piece of direct mail. Love that. Yeah. And then, Robin Thicke... his whole stage, he had that divorce thing, and he was trying to win her back with this tour that he was doing and all these songs about her and embarrassing himself. Other celebrities that made the shameful list are Shia LaBeouf, Johnny Depp, Zach Braff, and director Woody Allen. Now retired baseball pro Derek Jeter also made the list. Dwayne Wade and the entire Brazilian soccer team are the athletes on the list. And, of course, President Barack Obama made it on. And John McCain as well.
Oops. On non-influential?
Yeah. Least influential.
Sorry, who did this list?
GQ Magazine.
Barack Obama?
They had it into categories of, like, politicians, athletes,
Derek Jeter,
celebrities.
Derek Jeter could step up and say anything right now. It would be on the front page of every newspaper. How is that not influential?
Well, you know, the big thing Bono's on right now is putting...
It's weird.
Bono wants to put bumpers down bike trails. Like, okay, like when you're bowling, you have those little blue bumpers. He wants to do the same thing on bike
path. Speed limits? Be careful, Bono.
Right.
That's a scoop.
City traffic.
Bono.
Traffic is for Kite and Caboodle, where you'll find the highly collectible Lego Ideas Ghostbusters in stock now. Kite and Caboodle, second floor, Johnston Terminal at the Forks. Actually, a really great drive here to work this morning. We've got no accidents or stalls reported, but if you spot something, you can let us know at 780 City, or you can fire me an email, Rena, R-E-N-A, at 92cityfm.ca.
Dan Thomas, firefighter, big fan of the show, good friend of the show. He's been on me lately, sending text messages going, why so hard on Bono? Big YouTube fan. So, apologies to Dan Thomas.
Because it's trendy to make fun of you two right now.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Because they're not influential at all.
Now, the Bone Phone. Brought to you by Advanced Electronics.
With the PowerAll 12,000 milliamp battery.
Holds a charge for 3 months.
All season performance for snowmobiles, RVs, boats, and more.
Okay, let's start with a call about traffic. We get a lot of these we get them all year round. People frustrated with slow drivers.
I'm not sure that this is a traffic tip, but if you see someone speed past you, take a quick second to look down at your speedometer. If you're doing an unnecessarily 20 kilometers under the speed limit when there are no road conditions and you're driving on pavement, I think you are the asshole.
Yeah, decent point.
Well, all right.
And now our AC/DC troll. Been a while.
Hey, can you guys play some AC/DC? Oh, there it is. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we're on top of the AC/DC for you. Okay, there was some confusion about a potential concert announcement. We kind of went through this yesterday.
Yeah.
This guy apparently not happy with all of that.
Damn it, really, Philly and Rena, you promised us concert announcement at 7 a.m. yesterday.
Yeah.
Together. Yeah. I'm sorry, man. Mm-hmm.
I like this part right here because he starts mad, and then it's like when you're talking to your spouse. I'm really sorry. You know, I just got to say, and then he continues on here.
I'm sorry, but I woke up from that, and I was expecting an AC/DC announcement, but Foo Fighters. But hopefully, there's a big concert coming to Winnipeg soon. We just don't know who yet, but hopefully soon.
Listen, don't kill the messenger, okay? Don't kill the messenger. we sit by our email machines like campers in front of a fire, just waiting for the heat. We're just waiting for the announcement. So I mean, we could go ahead and announce it, but it probably won't be right. So we'd rather wait till we get the right information. We were told that we were supposed to have one yesterday. It didn't come down. Hey, what do you want us to do?
Oh, sorry, man. I didn't mean to get on you guys like that. I just woke up and I was just like really excited. And then look, I'm sorry, man. I'm just disappointed now.
Okay, take us out for a nice dinner. We'll call it even.
Right. Yeah. Get us flowers or something. All right. It's a slow day on the Bone Phone today. This call here will wrap it up, but it's in comment to, what's his name? Furby, the guy who ripped Winnipeg in his blog.
Yeah, we were talking about him about an hour ago here.
Yeah, said street gangs run downtown.
Dick.
You can't go downtown without street gangs all over the place beating hard. Yeah, untrue.
Yeah, who's this crayon-eating son of a bitch that's calling down our city from another city? He should probably just get his ass in gear, come down here, and we'll invite the gangs to kick his ass. I'm not even in a gang, but I'll make one just to beat his ass.
I like that attitude. That's good. Okay, let's give away some tickets. See what you want to do. You want to do the Moshul here? You want to do the Moshul?
Well,
let's do
the Moshul. Well, we can give them the choice.
Well, no, because I've got two separate things planned out for
the
this.
Moshul. The okay. Moshul it is.
780 City, CITI 2484.
It's coming up this Friday.
Name this mustache. When it comes crashing down.
Easy.
Is that easy?
If the first caller doesn't get it, they're kicked off this show. No, you're not. You're welcome to continue listening. 780 City, 780-2484. Hello, go ahead. Who is that famous mustache?
No idea.
Wow.
Should I play a little more?
Just to explain, it's theme music for somebody.
Should I play a little more?
Yeah, go ahead.
There you go.
Second caller will get it. Hi there.
Name that mustache.
Moving on.
Name that mustache.
Hulk Hogan.
That's correct.
There we go. The Hulkamaniac. Rena, this is... Listen to the lyrics. Listen to the lyrics, okay? Just have a listen to what he says here.
Holster was as big, like he was an icon, man.
Sure he was.
Kids everywhere, grown men everywhere know that song. That's, if you ever watched wrestling, like that, he was massive, as big as any wrestler's ever been.
Listen, are you kidding me? After watching Hulk Hogan's speech for the first time, you gotta make sure you say your prayers. You gotta make sure you take your vitamins. I was like, Mom, we need vitamins in the house. We need vitamins.
For all the little Hulkamaniacs out there.
What's your name on the phone, by the way?
Richard,
all right, you got tickets to the emotional. I don't know, Phil.
Who
you
cares? It doesn't matter. The poor bastard who made that song. We don't even know who he is. That's Hulk's song.
For a second there, I thought the answer was going to be John Oates. No. Like Hall & Oates song.
You got tickets to the Movember emotional coming up this Friday. The new Meanies are playing in this, which is super cool. Go to Movember.com for more details on this Friday's Moshul. It's 8:23 news, weather, sports coming up. Your chance to get into Sound City with the Tea Party coming up after 8:30.
City traffic.
Traffic is for South Beach Casino and Resort. Stay Sunday to Thursday for only $77 a night. For details, visit southbeachcasino.ca.
And Hulkster, one of his friends would always double-cross him.
Oh, sure.
I still remember on Saturday night's main event when Paul Orndorff screwed him over. Friends. Oh, man. How dare you screw the Hulkster over?
What a Macho Man. Him and they had a love-hate relationship throughout their time.
Yeah. Always fighting.
Ultimate Warrior.
Yep. Andre the Giant.
Right.
Actually, every one of his friends that he ever had screwed him over at some point.
Yeah. I'm going to share this on my Facebook page, but I just found out what my supervillain name is.
Oh, what is it?
I am Grey One, Murderer of Gotham.
Ooh.
Grey One, the Murderer of Gotham.
He actually looks pretty cool in that picture with that green cape.
Now, Phil, you take the first letter of your first name, which would be P, so you are Quake.
Quake. Right?
Quake. Take the first letter of your last name, Quake Warrior. All right, and what was the day you were born, Phil?
March 18th.
18th, okay. The Eviscerator.
Oh.
Eviscerator of, and the first letter of your middle name?
J.
Of Earth.
The Eviscerator of Earth?
The Eviscerator of... What was it? A Quake? What?
Quake? Quake. What? Oh, I forget.
Quake Warrior. Quake Warrior. Eviscerator of Earth.
I just want to... forget Quake Warrior. I'm just going to go with Eviscerator of Earth.
You like that?
That is awesome.
Stupid, Rand. So you don't want to know what yours is then?
Come on. Of course you do.
Do you want to know what yours is?
Okay, yeah, shoot.
All right. First letter of first name would be R. So R would be... Sonic. Sonic.
Oh, man. This is already lame.
You're not as tough as Eviscerator.
Sonic Thorn. Because, yeah, Sonic Thorn, day you were born. What day were you born?
March
25th. 25th. The Hated. First. What is your middle name again?
Leona.
Oh, right, so L. Of the Future. The Hated of the Future.
What was the first part?
You got no hope against the Eviscerator.
Sonic Thorn.
The hated
of the future.
Stupid. Wow.
Yeah, that's a crappy supervillain name, but hey, what are you going to do? 8:36, it's Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena.
Probably because I'd be a crappy supervillain anyway. Minus 10 is the high for today. We're at minus 13 right now.
We've got the NHL report in 10-minute stories. We missed at 9:15.
All right, let's give away Tea Party tickets right now. This gets you into the show at the Burton Cummings Theater, and it gets you into Sound City, our intimate and interactive acoustic session, which is happening on...
December 2nd.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think of what day of the week that is.
It's like a Tuesday, I believe. Okay.
Plus, you're automatically qualified if you win this for the VIP, which is like a meet and greet and all, you know, a bunch of other cool stuff.
All right, I'm going to play you an audio clip. You have to tell me exactly what it is this woman is doing, okay? I'm playing you an audio clip. Tell us what this woman is doing. Do that, and you've got tickets to the Tea Party.
Welcome. My name is Linda Gaylord, and today we're going to talk about creating the very popular afternoon. And one of the things that is to know...
What is this woman doing?
...a lovely atmosphere for your friends. So you want to start with linens, fine china, if you've got china that your great aunt gave you or your grandmother gave you. Now's the
I'll keep playing it here in the background.
She's making sweaty balls.
That seven, is incorrect.
780 oh, City. Hi, City.
She's doing a commercial?
Not doing a commercial, no.
For a product? Is she advertising a product,
Wheels?
Is
it a product that
you want? Nope. Hello.
She's setting a table for Christmas.
Incorrect. But
yeah,
you're,
I
but
think
you're
I know.
On
yeah.
the right track. Hello.
Another important element of afternoon tea is the scone.
Go ahead.
Dinner party tutorial.
Close. You're on the right track. But
think.
Yeah. Hello.
She's making a vlog.
She's making a vlog, yes, but what is she making a vlog about is kind of what we're looking for.
Oh. The proper etiquette for something.
You got me.
Is it an American holiday that's coming up?
No.
No? Okay, I thought it was Thanksgiving. Hello?
She's making a tutorial for Thanksgiving dinner.
You're close,
no.
but no.
I
close,
think
but
I
no. I think Raina knows
what
it is. Yeah. Hello?
Setting dinner.
No. She's setting something. Hello?
Come on, these are tickets for the tea party.
I'm going to go with the super obvious answer, setting up a tea party.
That is
correct. There you go.
She actually said tea party
a few times. Yeah. Actually, she kept calling it an afternoon tea. High tea, actually.
You got to put Coronation Street
add,
in.
This is where you can actually add milk and sugar, sugar if
milk
you wish.
Milk in your tea?
Oftentimes, I recommend...
One lump of two.
This lady's full of crap. Don't put milk in her.
What is your name on the phone?
Dorian.
All right, hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. You have tickets to the tea party, and you're in for Sound City, that acoustic session happening December 2nd, right here at 166 Osborne. Hang on the line. This is great. I posted this up on my Facebook page, that supervillain generator, and a bunch of people, a bunch of friends on Facebook are chiming in with what their chart says. Strike Tyrant, Assassin of Gotham. Grey Templar, the Rogue of the Future. Killer Tiger, the Ruler of Europe. Killer Shot, Murderer of Hope. And Poison Lord, the Eviscerator of Men. Which sounds like a gay porn, actually.
Eviscerator of Men. I gotta say, mine sounds the toughest, and I'm being unbiased. I was like some Quake and Eviscerator of Earth.
Eviscerator of Earth.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah. 8:51, Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena. Rena's still not happy with her name.
No, well, I
she
wouldn't be either.
Ripped off.
What was it?
My name sucks.
Rosebud Thorne.
Most hated something or other.
it was Sonic Thorne.
Sonic. Weak.
Yeah, Sonic Thorne, what's the name were you
The hated
again?
Of...
Sounds like a girl
the hated
band.
Of the future. The hated of the future.
Sonic Thorne sounds like a girl band.
An you know angry what? Girl band.
Yeah.
We'll make sure we share that on the 92 City FM Facebook page.
Minus 10 is the high for today. We're at minus 13 right now.
Stories we missed coming up at 9:15 right now.
The 92 City FM NHL Report. Brought to you by murraychevrolet.ca.
All right, so obviously the hockey world mourning the death of Pat Quinn, not only an NHL veteran of close to 15 years, also a gold medal winner with the World Juniors, a Olympic winner. With the men's team.
Got to two Stanley Cup finals as a coach. Never won one, but he got with the Flyers and there with the Canucks.
And the Canucks, yeah.
So a great career in them. And you see a lot of people talk. And obviously when someone passes away like Pat Quinn, no one, you know, you're not going to hear negativity. So, but it's still, people are just gushing over him. And a lot of prominent hockey people get emotional when talking about him.
71's too young.
Yeah. Exactly, and just a real, from what I'm hearing, just strong but respected, and he treated everybody that he ran into with respect.
Switching gears here for a second, Dallas Eakins, head coach of the Edmonton Oilers. Now, the Edmonton Oilers, Rena, have you ever been to Rexall?
Of place course.
Edmonton? Okay, yeah. So have you been there since the renovations? Like, have you been down to the lounge where the players have to walk past the lounge? Before they get to they have this big giant door, this platinum door that says Oilers on, and that's their dressing room.
Yeah.
So they have to walk through the lounge, kind of like as NTS Center has the exchange.
Yeah, there's just down a few, down a few, I've been there. Yeah.
The players would be like walking through there to get to their locker room.
Yeah.
So Philly has some audio here. This is what happened after the game this past weekend.
Computer's been delivering audio a little hot right now, so watch the levels, Wheeler, but here they are walking by their fans.
Fire Eakins. And Dallas Eakins, he gets to the microphone ring and he goes, yeah, well, you know, the booze is flowing and, you know, it was boo our play. He was basically calling out the fans for boo. When you were losing that many games, you deserve to be booed.
Yeah.
He should have said, you know what, we deserve to be booed.
At that point,
we are a horrible hockey team.
Just shut it, Aikens, and get the team turned around. I have not been a fan of...
You never deserve to be booed by your fans. They're supposed to stick with you through thick and thin.
Oh, yeah,
that's why they're your fans, no matter what.
The way I look at it, if you pay your ticket and you show up to the game and you don't get a product that you think is deserving of your ticket value, I say you can boo. That's what I say.
Definitely. Yeah. But let your team know this isn't acceptable.
If you boo from afar where you're not supporting the team by showing up to games, buying tickets, buying merchandise, and you're booing from afar, I don't agree with. Mm. But if you're going there...
I think they know they suck because they're not winning. So by the fans booing, it's not telling them anything they don't already know. They know they suck.
Kick them when they're down, especially when it's the Oilers.
That's just a bad overall lesson, like life lesson. I feel like this is a life lesson fail.
Traffic. By the way, 8:55 now. Stories we missed coming up after 9, as Philly mentioned.
And the Jets, Story Arena in Columbus tonight to kick off a 3-game road trip against Eastern teams. So theoretically, it's time to make some hay against the East.
And this is what happened. We arena with Jets fans, even though they're not doing great, let's open up the window and find out what they're doing on Osborne here. See, they're still yelling. Go Jets! Those are what...
And now, stories we missed on 92 City FM. World class rock.
All right, so it's the holidays, it's Winnipeg, and everyone's looking for a deal, right? So a lot of people will go online, they'll try and do price matching, because Walmart has this price matching thing. If you can find an ad online selling an item that they have in their store, they'll give it to you for the same price, right? So these people got pretty savvy down in the States. They set up their Amazon page. And would go out, and what they did is they bought one PlayStation 4 and then put it on Amazon for $90. So on their profile page.
So this is, okay, you know what? That's funny because I was actually looking at those ads because I was looking at PlayStations. And I'm like, why is this? People were saying there were all these bloggers writing like, is it real? Is it fake? Why are these PlayStations $90 for these packages?
So what they did is they put it up.
And then it would vanish.
So
it was the weirdest thing.
They put it up so they could print out the ad and have an URL. So when they take it into Walmart going, listen, $90 on Amazon for PlayStation 4.
No way.
Walmart's going, okay, I guess we gotta sell it.
That poor kid who's working at Walmart has no idea.
Exactly.
Like, what?
Exactly. So Walmart's like basically giving these things away for free. And
selling lawnmowers and shovels and produce.
It's a good life hack.
It's very funny.
What do you have,
Phil? I was playing this for you guys off air. There's no rockers in this video, but it's still kind of cool because it's a classic song, John Lennon's Imagine, for UNICEF. A whole bunch of celebrities got together. I'll play a little clip here, the most important clip, as far as I'm concerned. A whole bunch of celebrities, including my girl.
I wonder if you can. She looks like a gummy bear in this video.
Sorry, was that Hillary Clinton? You said your girl. I figured it was Hillary.
His other girl. Know,
I like Hillary
Katy
Clinton,
Perry.
Too. It's all about those pantsuits and power. But no, Katy Perry's in it. Adam Lambert. We
spotted another few, but they were like, oh, well, Butch Vig is in there. Legendary producer.
Wilmer Willis.
Yeah.
The dude from with Fergie. What's the band called?
Will.i.am.
Yes. He's all kinds of celebrities. I'll post it at 92cityfm.ca.
Bunchy from Ray Donovan, for those that enjoy that show. Yeah. Anyways, go on, Ray.
Gamers, this new controller might be a little too hardcore for some of you. A gaming controller has been created that actually draws blood from your hands when you're shot in the video game. There's actually a Kickstarter campaign that started up for Bloodsport.
Too much.
Yeah, but get this. There's a good thing behind it. They're trying to raise $250,000 to actually start up the business. And the premise of the controller is to encourage donating blood in a new fun way.
Oh.
So for all the gamers who sit at home all the time, it would just kind of store your blood. I'm not exactly sure how that would work or how it would get donated, but... They're saying they're drawing blood from you to donate it.
Yeah,
so let's go for controllers, a good cause,
but vibrate wheeler. Do you like the vibrating controllers?
Well, what I usually do is I'll play NHL, I'll play two player, and then I'll put the other one that I'm not using underneath my bum while I'm playing.
Women love those too.
I thought so. 780 City CITI 2484 for any stories we missed this morning. You can also connect with us online. Go to the website 92cityfm.ca. It's 9:22. 92 City FM, world-class rock. It's 9:30 Tuesday morning. My name's Dave Wheeler. Phil Aubrey, Rena J. We're all here. It's Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena. I'm waiting for the snow, Rena, because I'm doing my hockey rink in the back and my curling rink in the back. And so I, like an idiot. I've been staying, like, my neighbors must think I'm crazy. I'm standing out there in my full snowsuit, balaclava on last night. It's minus 17, and I'm watering.
Yeah.
I got the garden hose out.
All your neighbors, they know what they send their kids to your house all the time.
That's not true.
There's the times where I'm with your wife. Life Show to walk up to your house. I'm like, where are all the kids in your yard? And she's like, I don't know. I really don't know.
Or they assume it's another drinking party that's starting.
Sure. No, I'm trying
Dave Wheeler Communiplex.
I'm trying to build a
basketball
curling
court and a curling rink and a golf course.
I'm trying to build a curling rink so guys like Vic Peters will just come to my house randomly and say, can we use your curling rink?
You build a curling rink for one party that you have every year. Well, is that the truth?
No, I curl on a regular basis. It's convenient that
I curl on a regular basis.
Well, I will once it's built. I can be throwing stones all winter. Think I want to spend it inside the house? Nope.
Okay, well, you're in luck. There's a 30% chance of snow today. Apparently, if you look out the window, it is lightly snowing right now. We're not going to get a lot. Well,
it's not snow. It's 10
centimeters. Forecast, we're getting nada. Sunshine and cold.
I need to stick around.
Yeah, like fine. I'm looking for the 5 to 10, 10 to 15 centimeter dumps. That we get that every year around this time.
Ankle deep, at least. Mm-hmm. Just give me ankle deep.
Love wearing my Sorels.
That's not too bad.
Don't look at me. I'm not the one bringing snow.
I know. 30% is.
You'll have your curling rink in plenty of time for you to throw stones all winter and drink.
All right, good point.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.